Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time, I think it can't get crazier in sports. Every single time I think, all right, July is mostly in the rearview mirror. Nothing nuttier can happen in the month of July. I'm totally wrong. This is my last show in the month of July, and it may literally be one of the most insane, hectic, chaotic days that I've ever experienced in sports. And I mean the volume of stories, the number of headlines, and not just back burner headlines, but huge, powerful, impactful sports world shaking headlines. Oh my gosh. Everything from a blockbuster trade to a recent NBA champion, because, you know, it's the NBA where everyone plays with his BFF. A couple of trades in Major League Baseball that are sure to tip the scales. Now, they may not ultimately make a difference in who wins the World Series or who makes the playoffs, but if you're the San Diego Padres, are you ticked? If you don't know what I'm talking about, we'll explain. The New York Yankees decide to be sellers in a, I'm sorry, to be buyers in a major way, while the Nationals are sellers to the nth degree. Their fans have got to feel somewhat disheartened, even if they still are feeling the glow of the 2019 World Series title. What is left to watch the rest of this season? How about the NBA draft that actually got usurped? It got dwarfed. Let's be honest. Typically, these stars get the spotlight to themselves, or at least are sharing the center ring of the circus. And while I did watch a good portion of the NBA draft to follow what was going on, it's crazy how much the draft was essentially overshadowed by even a trade in the NBA, but also everything else happening in the world of sports. The SEC has officially accepted Oklahoma and Texas, though we don't have all the details yet. In the NFL, thank goodness, no Aaron Rodgers talking on Thursday. But we did have Baker Mayfield and some other quarterbacks. We'll be able to work in some QB news and some training camp news before we wrap up the work week. And from the Olympics, which is my favorite this week. I know there's a lot happening, but the Olympics are still my favorite. Even though I already knew what happened in the women's gymnastics all-around competition, I was only one vault in, and I already had started crying. I'm such an emotional sap over the Olympics. I already knew what happened. Well, I at least knew the winner. I didn't know all the details. I refused to read a story about what had happened. I just saw the headline when it was sent to me as an alert on my phone. Spoiler! My phone was a spoiler! Anyway, I watched every bit of it from start to finish and actually got my mom sucked into it as well. She hadn't watched much of the Olympics. She usually watches news in the evenings, but I told her some of the storylines. Suni Lee, Jade Carey taking over for Simone Biles. And then the swimming, which I love. And man, there was an amazing story from the pool on Thursday. Well, their Friday morning in Tokyo, but our Thursday night. It was taking place live. And track and field started. It's the heart of these Olympic Games. The triumvirate. Gymnastics, swimming, track and field beginning on Thursday in the United States, Friday in Tokyo. Holy crap. Seriously, what a freaking day. And because there's so much to choose from, 4 hours will only barely scratch the surface. However, I need to know what you think the power move in sports was on Thursday. I've already put a post up on my Twitter, A Law Radio. We'll put one up on our show Twitter as well, and then our Facebook page. What was the power move? Fight the power. What was the power move in sports on Thursday? Whether hoops or baseball or the Olympics or football. Total insanity. My mom sent me a text as I was walking into work. Breathe. Breathe. Just take a deep breath. Get your breath now. Does she know me or what? If you missed the women's gymnastics all-around competition, it's actually re-airing in pieces on NBC overnight, which is great because I can't get enough of it. The swimming either. And we'll get some reaction from the new U.S. champion, Suni Lee, who was expected to vie for the silver medal until Simone Biles vacated that spot atop the gymnastics tree. And Suni Lee stepped into it and becomes the fifth consecutive American woman to win all-around gold at the Olympics. I love it. Like I said, I was teary after one vault and couldn't wait to watch it all play out. And so we'll talk about that, plus some of the other headlines from the Tokyo Games. The NBA draft is now in the books, but I'm telling you, nothing that happened at the NBA draft, at least in the immediate, got as much attention as the Lakers trading for Russell Westbrook. Do you know this is his fourth team in, or will be his fourth team in 4 seasons? That's Chris Paul territory. Actually, it's surpassing the pace set by one Chris Paul. Russell Westbrook on the move again and going home. And there had been talk before he signed his extension with Oklahoma City. So go back to those days when we waited on Kevin Durant. Durant chose to sign with Golden State and Russell Westbrook chose to stay in Oklahoma City. And at that time, the talk was Russ might be a member of the Thunder for life. He loved Oklahoma City. He wanted to win a title there. He was defiant over the fact that KD had departed for the Bay Area and for the team that had just beat the Thunder in the Western Conference Finals. And so he wanted to stick it out. He was loyal. I appreciate that. But then all hell broke loose. Because after convincing Paul George to stay for a year and thinking that they were moving forward together, what happens? Kawhi Leonard calls up, jingle, jangle, jingle, on Paul's phone, and Paul then asks for a trade to the Clippers. So when Paul leaves, Russ goes next. Why? Well, you know, he wanted to play with James Harden, and James Harden wanted to play with him, so they thought. And they believed they could be a formidable combination in Houston the way they were early in their careers in Oklahoma City. And so Chris Paul gets sent to what was supposed to be no man's land in OKC. Russ goes to Houston. It still doesn't make a huge difference. And then James and Russ realize they're actually not the same people and they don't want to play together. Meanwhile, the Thunder make the playoffs because of Chris Paul, even though they were supposed to be rebuilding. So then what? Oh, you know, Westbrook goes to Washington. Gosh. It's like a bad movie script. And now finally, home to Los Angeles. He's from Southern California. He played at UCLA. And so it's a blockbuster deal that will send Russ to join LeBron James and Anthony Davis in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and what was the number 22 pick in Thursday night's draft. Now, the Wizards took that pick and spun it off to Indiana in exchange for point guard Aaron Holiday, who is the younger brother of Jrue Holiday. Kind of cool. And so it was a very tangled web. But Russell Westbrook is the piece. Nine-time All-Star point guard. Power move by the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron doesn't really enjoy watching other teams win championships, even though he was there in Phoenix for, I think it was a Western Conference Finals game. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So whether on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, is Russell Westbrook to L.A. the power move of the day? Or is it Los Angeles again? This time the Dodgers almost coming in under cover of night. And just when you thought Max Scherzer was headed to San Diego, instead, he and Trey Turner, a package deal, are going to the Dodgers. Now, there's a lot of aspects of this. You have the Dodgers perspective, but you also have the Padres and their reaction to not getting Max. And how about the Nationals and their fans? Because it wasn't just Scherzer and Turner, who, by the way, is only 28 years old. If you're rebuilding or you're going younger, I wonder why Turner isn't one that they would keep. However, we'll ask that question of our National Baseball Insider when he joins us from San Diego in 45 minutes. Scott Miller from Southern California, and we'll ask him some of these burning questions. The Dodgers are shipping a bunch of prospects to the nation's capital, and they're good prospects. In fact, the package includes the Dodgers' top two prospects to start the season. But Max Scherzer and Trey Turner are for the now. Scherzer actually had the right to block any trade because he's a 10-5 guy, meaning he's been in the majors 10 years and spent at least five with the same team. He had to sign off on going to the Dodgers. And I can imagine there is some relief over finally having resolution the way that it's been the last week or so. Remember, we started the week and you heard from Davey Martinez about how the guys just had to focus and get through this. But it's been a tough week for them. It's been a tough couple weeks for them. At 47-55, there's no doubting they were going on a fire sale or a garage sale or a yard sale or a neighborhood sale. whatever it is that you want to talk about, however it is they do it in your neighborhood. This was a tough week for a lot of the Nats. And to now have some resolution and have it be one for Max that he agreed to, there's got to be some part of that that allows him to exhale.
I've never been in a situation in my career, going through, all the hoopla right now. But today was just a chance to, get challenged and have to block all that out and have to go out there and just compete and try to find a way to win.
He's 8-4 so far this season, an ERA at 2.76, 19 starts, three-time Cy Young Award winner, World Series champion from 2019. And here's the caveat to all of this. He's scheduled to become a free agent at the end of this year. Now, you remember the last time the Dodgers traded for a player as high profile as Scherzer, who was also about to be a free agent, it was Mookie Betts. And with a delayed 2020 season, before he ever spent one game with the Dodgers, he signed a massive deal to remain there for his career, more than likely. So there is a chance that Max and the Dodgers could come to some kind of an agreement and he'll never leave Los Angeles again. And considering the fact that he signed off on it, there is some intrigue. But it's also bittersweet to see what was a pretty amazing run in 2019 all kind of end in this way. Such a disappointing stretch to the point where the Nationals are really divesting themselves of all of their big pieces. That's tough, but it doesn't take away what happened in 19.
We won a World Series, so that's a lifelong dream come true and something that I'll always be so proud of with these guys here, to be able to win a World Series and be a part of a championship team and, looking forward to reunions and stuff like that.
So I'm glad for Max Scherzer. Who knows what happens in his future? I'm always happy when guys have an opportunity to be part of a contender or be part of a playoff run. I think from the Dodgers' perspective, it's interesting because what have we seen with the Dodgers over the last 2 weeks? Feels like every single day they're losing to the Giants. So the Giants have had the best of them over these past 2 weeks. Did the fact that they've fallen a little further behind in the NL West to the best team in baseball push them to be more aggressive before this trade deadline and make sure the Padres didn't end up with Max Scherzer? So all of those interesting questions. Dodgers not the only team making power moves on Thursday. We knew the Yankees were acquiring Joey Gallo, outfielder, from the Rangers. But they also grab Anthony Rizzo after 10 seasons in Chicago and a World Series title. They add him to the mix as well. Now, the Yankees are 3.5 back of the second American League wild card, 8.5 back of Boston atop the AL East. So I wasn't sure if they were going to be buyers and sellers until, of course, the move for Gallo. But they double dip here. It's not always acceptable. In this case, well, this is what the Yankees do. They add two big pieces and reportedly are not done. And Aaron Boone says they have a lot of time left and can make up some ground.
Clearly, we have a little bit of an uphill battle, and we know we've got to play really well down the stretch. I don't want to say down the stretch. We got a lot of season left to be calling it down the stretch, but we've got to play really good baseball the final 2 months of the season to give ourselves a chance.
And so the dog days of summer turn into all kinds of diamond drama. And the Major League Baseball trade deadline, still a few hours away. 4:00 Eastern time. That's 4:00 Boston time, as the Red Sox added Kyle Schwarber, though he's still on the IL. We'll hear from Anthony Rizzo a little bit later on. As I say, we've got a ton to talk about in hoops because of the NBA draft that weirdly had to take a back seat. And then the Olympics as well. My goodness. Also, there was this one, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but There was this one stretch on Thursday evening when I was monitoring 7 different channels, I kid you not, and all of them were on commercial. How does that happen? It might be a conspiracy theory. They knew that I was using my remote thumb overtime. I could not find one of my channels that actually had programming. How annoying. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line. Scott Miller, top of the hour. And we'll go ahead and we will pick his brain about all of the different moves that were made, or as many as we can cram in. And then we'll try to do as much as we can. It's a blitz between now and the start of our weekend.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham from Oklahoma State University.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
It was bright lights, big city for the NBA's newest crop of rookies. And it was interesting to see them with their families and to see the crowds and the people get excited. Love hearing crowds, regardless of what we're talking about, a draft, whether it's a baseball game. Of course, we just came through the NBA and the NHL playoffs. We're getting set for full stadiums in football this fall. And I haven't gotten used to it again yet. The novelty hasn't worn off. It feels so good. So excited for fans who could be there in Brooklyn and excited for the Detroit Pistons. I did hear from a few fans on social media who are really thrilled that Cade Cunningham landed in a Pistons uniform. Oklahoma State, and he is a Dallas native and comes with a huge pedigree and resume. And as a point guard at 6'8", this is a guy who's got a huge length and reach and is very versatile and is going to create a lot of headaches for other point guards in the NBA just by virtue of his size, but certainly can play a bunch of different positions with his skills. So congratulations to Cade Cunningham, who, if you watch the broadcast, had his daughter with him and his parents. And he became a dad at 16, likely not planned, but he says that having a daughter is the dream he never knew he had, and now it's everything to him. So it was really cute to see him dote on his daughter and to recognize how much she inspires him as a father, moving forward now into the professional phase of his basketball career. The Pistons without a playoff win since 2008. So this could be a game changer for Detroit. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What was the power move of the day in sports? We're going to put a post up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. But in the meantime, you can find me, A Law Radio. And I would love to know if you are a Dodgers fan, a Yankees fan, maybe you're a Nationals fan, or a fan of the Padres, the Red Sox, any of the other teams right now who are either buyers or sellers, because it's always a little jarring to see a big name either land on your roster, which means jostling, although it can boost your chances of competing for a Super Bowl, or then it's the opposite, where your team is the one who's watching their backs as they head off to be part of a contender. I appreciate the business of sports, and I like the fact that we have trade deadlines in season where teams can make moves if they need to and kind of bolster their opportunities and also give individual players new opportunities and fresh starts. But there is this soft spot in my heart for the fans who get left behind. Scott Miller, National Baseball Insider, will join us top of the hour from San Diego, because he's been following all these stories and is embedded in the NL West. I'll put a post up on our Facebook page when I have an opportunity, but James has put up a spot on our show Twitter. So that one you can find easily, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Cade Cunningham goes number one overall. Houston has an opportunity to start its rebuild in earnest. And they select Jalen Green, who right away was talking, I wouldn't call it smack, but talking confidently to the rest of the teams in the league.
I'm sorry for y'all, because I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep getting better every day. I'm going to keep perfecting my craft. And every time I step on that floor, Detroit especially, so I'm coming.
I feel sorry for these other teams, because you're going to have to deal with me, and I'm coming. And he says Detroit especially, meaning the Pistons passed on me at number one. Though this was a done deal. We knew even before the draft started that Cade Cunningham was going to end up with the Pistons. But that's not going to stop Jalen Green from taking it personally. So the Rockets go with Jalen, and there's a lot of excitement and energy around him. This is a young man who came out of the Ignite G League, or G League Ignite, however you say it. A real explosive guard. It's 6'6", not quite as big as Cade Cunningham, but a guy who can also play both guard positions. And then the number three pick, Evan Mobley, out of USC. There was a lot of excitement for Jalen Suggs going to the Magic. Jalen, remember, part of that Gonzaga run. Well, part of multiple Gonzaga runs and a huge part of their culture. Of course, comes with a great basketball pedigree with Mark Few and Gonzaga. One of the poignant moments of these draft proceedings that I actually watched it more than once, that I really appreciate from the NBA. It was a very kind and emotional gesture. But about midway through the first round, Adam Silver honored Terrence Clark, the former Kentucky Wildcat, who had been preparing for the NBA draft and died suddenly in a car accident. Not only did they honor him and draft him into the NBA, so Adam Silver did the honors and officially drafted Terrence Clark, but in addition, his mom, his sister, and his little brother were there. And his mom, of course, was crying. So I was crying. It was an emotional moment. But I really appreciate the NBA took the time to do that. And actually, as I was watching Twitter, and I'll read you what John Calipari posted on his social media, because he also appreciated the move. Let's see if I can find it here to make sure I get it. Oh, thank you to Adam Silver, Mark Tatum, and everyone in the NBA office who gave Terrence's family and all of us who loved him a special moment tonight. It shows the true heart of the league, and I thank you all. You may remember when this happened, really shook the NBA community and certainly the Kentucky community, because he was headed for the association. Such a bright young future and such a big personality. So that was, as I say, kind and certainly emotional during the first round. 855-212-4227. Oh my goodness. I almost feel like I don't have time to stop and talk about anything. I just have to read headlines. I'm going to be like, wait, remind me, what's the name of the San Diego? Remember the movie Will Ferrell played?
Anchorman?
Yes, Anchorman. I'm going to be Anchorwoman here over the next 3.5 hours because there's so much to talk about. But I want to know from you, what's the power move of the day on Thursday? Whether it's Cade Cunningham and Jalen Green, the picks in the lottery for the NBA draft, whether it's Russell Westbrook to the Lakers, and we're going to get some reaction from inside the league, whether it's the Dodgers at the last second snatching Scherzer away from the Padres and any other contenders, Trey Turner going west as well, Suni Lee winning the all-around gold at the Olympics, the SEC officially accepting Oklahoma and Texas. I could go on and on and on and on and on, but I'd love to hear from you. A-Law Radio on Twitter, and then our Facebook page too. Whew, we're just getting started. I already need, well, I don't need more coffee, but I need a snack. It'll calm me down.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Cubs down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. The pitch to Rizzo is driven a deep right field. Way back at the wall. Look up, it's gone. Cubs on top. A two-run shot for Anthony Rizzo. Cubs 2, Reds 1. Home run number 21 on the year for Anthony Rizzo.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We already knew the Yankees were making the move to acquire Joey Gallo as the lefty bat and try to bolster the center of their lineup. But the Anthony Rizzo kind of came out of nowhere. The Yankees have decided they are buyer beware, and not sellers, even though at this point they are 8.5 games back of the Red Sox atop the American League East and 3.5 games back in the American League wild card race out of that second spot. Now, is that insurmountable when we're not even through with July? Heck no. But they've been so inconsistent this season, and they really have struggled to maintain any type of forward momentum. The pitching has been disastrous at times. And so we'll see. We'll see if this gives them enough offense to overcome some of their pitching woes. Lately, it's been the bullpen, one crack after another. But it's not too late. I mean, I could go back to the Nationals as an example when they were 12 games below 500 in May of 2019, when they were into the playoffs as not just an underdog, but a dark horse. And they faced elimination game after elimination game. You just have to get in. And then you need a couple guys to get hot. And all of a sudden, things can change in a heartbeat. And that's why we love sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio on the Cubs Radio Network. Anthony Rizzo, 14 home runs this season, 40 RBI, and he's a three-time All-Star at first base. About to turn 32 years old, so still's got some good years in him. Was not in the lineup Thursday versus the Reds, but did hear the news that he was getting traded to the New York Yankees, and he was hanging out with reporters waiting for his ride.
Emily was going to drive me to the airport, but she got caught in traffic, so I was waiting for her. But obviously very emotional. Still roller coaster, but that's it. Some good memories here. My whole life I grew up here. But, you know, this is all good things come to an end, and it's going to be a tough second half here, which a lot of us here aren't used to in a long time.
I feel the same way for the Cubs fans as I do for the Nationals fans. This is tough. I did see a few people in media who profess to be Cubs fans talking about how painful it's going to be when Anthony Rizzo is wearing pinstripes. And the Cubs had a great run to that World Series in 2016. Of course, went to the National League Championship Series the year before, if I remember, against the Mets. And so they've had higher expectations for what's been a good core. But with the change at manager, because they weren't meeting expectations under Joe Maddon, and then the idea that they've had injuries. Of course, their pitching has struggled as well. And then that core, they could never capitalize again with that core group. And so it's been, I think, unmet expectations the last couple of years and have now dropped three more in a row. And so even further below 500 and further back in the NL Central. And I know a lot of Cubs fans have been anticipating this type of a move and wondering about Chris Bryant as well, actually. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. One more with Rizzo because he is joining an iconic franchise. He's going from one in the Cubs to another one in the Yankees.
To be able to go to another historic franchise like the Yankees, it's unbelievable. And getting the calls and the texts, how excited they are, how excited I am. My family's all from New Jersey.
His family is all from New Jersey. I'm sorry if that was hard to hear. So there was a lot of background noise as he was talking to reporters. But he does say that he's getting a lot of calls and texts, and being a Yankee is unbelievable. It's kind of surreal to try to wrap his brain around. And so a change of scenery is good. A new challenge is fun. But after 10 seasons with the Cubs and 10 seasons at Wrigley Field, you can imagine there are a lot of mixed emotions. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. I am seeing your responses. The power move of the day. What is it in sports? Which one of these moves, and there's a bunch of them, will have the greatest impact moving forward? Or maybe the move that had the greatest impact on you. You can also find us on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I did put up a spot. I am not great with the GIFs or with the memes on Facebook, but I did at least put up a post. So open it up and you can see the list that we gave you. I know sometimes when you put a list up on Facebook, they kind of clip what you can see. And so you have to open it up and you can see the list there. But what was the power move of the day in sports? We are sending July out with a bang. And actually, it's not even done, right? Because August 1st is not until Sunday. There's still a long way to go in this month of July. But it's our last show in July. All right, let's do a couple calls here. Mike is listening in Miami Beach. Welcome to After Hours.
Yes, how you doing? I wanted to talk about this trade here for the Lakers. As great as Russell Westbrook is and entertaining is, I just don't think he's a good fit for them. For the Lakers, they needed shooting and a perimeter guy who's a lights-out shooter. I think the Buddy Hield trade would have been better for them. They wouldn't have to give up the mother load that they had to give up. And now the Lakers still have a bunch of spots because it looks like Schroeder's on the outs. They're going to
Dennis Schroeder's an unrestricted free agent. Yep.
So they're probably not going to bring him back. So, and he's not going to fit with LeBron because he needs the ball in his hand. We obviously know LeBron's the quarterback of that team. AD's probably going to move to the five. I just don't know how this is going to fit. As fantastic as he is to watch and a great athlete, I don't think this is a good fit for the Lakers. What do you see from your viewpoint?
Well, I think when you're Russell Westbrook and you're this late in your career, you will do just about anything to win a title. He's 32. He'll be 33 early in the next season. He is going home. So this is something he's talked about before. He is from Southern California. He played at UCLA, his college ball. And something else I would point out is there's no way this deal doesn't get done if LeBron James doesn't want it to get done. And so these guys are motivated to make it work. LeBron also much later in his career than Russell Westbrook. I think it's pretty clear Russ has a lot left in the tank. I would agree with you that shooting is probably something that they could use more of, at least that pure shooting, and that's not Russ.
Right.
But Russ can score, right? So he's not a pure shooter, but Russ manages to score, like it or not. It's volume of shots. But you're talking about three veteran players who are all desperate to win.
Right. Here's the thing with the Lakers also is AD is very injury prone, so you can't really rely on it. As we've seen in these playoffs, you need depth. So they're really going to struggle because I know they wanted DeMar DeRozan, but he would basically have to take the minimum to sign with him. I don't think he's going to do that.
Mike, I'm going to interject there. Again, I would say if you're DeMar DeRozan and you want to win a title and you also want to go home, this is the franchise that he grew up rooting for, then yes, you might actually take the minimum.
Well, yeah, in that case, I would. But I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see how much less you're going to take because CP3 could, but we know he's not going to go from $44 million down
to
what, 10 or so. So it's going to be really interesting. But in terms of this draft here, to me, I think Jalen Green has a lot of Bradley Beal. I think he's going to be a hell of a talent. Obviously, Cade Cunningham, I think he's a lot of Grant Hill. So I think he's going to be pretty special. Hopefully, he can turn around Detroit. And I think Jalen Suggs going to Orlando. I know they've been struggling for a while there, so I think he's going to be a force there. So I think, to me, those are the three guys really going to stand out. And a guy like Kuminga is the X factor for the Warriors. He's pretty athletic and a hell of a talent as well. And playing next to Curry and Thompson, he's going to be able to shoot the ball as well. So I think those are some of the guys. And Kispert, I think, playing the Beal, might be another good guy. So I think this is going to be a pretty good draft.
Yeah, let's see.
I think those other guys are going to be superstars, though.
We'll Go see. Ahead. I mean, it's obviously way early, right. And we haven't seen them get in there and start to learn yet. And rookies always have a learning curve. But yes, more and more players are coming into the NBA already ready, if that makes right. sense. Mike, thank you. I appreciate your phone call. Let's quick talk to Alex, who's in San Diego. Oh, no, I think Alex is gone. You know what, Chris? I'm going to try to work you in here. We only have 60 seconds, but go ahead.
Hey, is this me, Chris?
Yeah, you have about 50 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, Amy. Baseball. I was the national trade. I actually like it. It's okay. I like all the players. And hey, Max, he's free agent at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. But if you get time, when you talk to Mr. Miller. Ask him if he could tell me a little bit about the prospects, the two, the Diaz catcher and the Gray, the pitcher that they got from the Dodgers, the Nationals did. And does he think they'll play any the rest of this year or, you know, the remainder of this year? And I think that's a power move. And the Yankees, my Lord, let's see what happens. I'm a big baseball fan, and I can't wait to see what happens the rest of the year. My Nationals will be fine next year.
All right, Chris. Yeah, I think the Nationals are certainly loading up with the young talent. We see teams do this periodically. I just wonder why not keep Trey Turner when he is also a young talent. Thank you so much for your call from Maryland. Scott Miller, National Baseball Insider, will join us from San Diego next, and we'll see what he has to say. A lot of movement, which creates a lot of intrigue. That was a very fast hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.